Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and of course we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls. We have with us in studio Jane Whiting, and Jane has an amazing story, and you can hear her story in our four-tape set on Satanism and Deliverance. But we're going to be talking today about some of the heresies that are infiltrating the Christian Church. Now, of course, everybody wants to pick on the Catholic Church, and there are a lot of things with the Catholic Church that I would disagree with. But there are a lot of things that are happening in the Protestant Church that we have to realize that we have to disagree with as well. And so, Jane, what is this thing, this so-called Alpha program that they talk about? Could we get into that?
Yes.
Now, you're going to have to get right up close to that microphone. Okay. You have to pull it right up so it's about 2 inches away from you.
Okay. I pulled this off a local church's site. So it's their description, kind of advertising the Alpha Course. It says it's a 10-week opportunity to explore the validity and relevance of the Christian faith for our lives today. It's practical introduction to the basics of Christianity with loads of opportunity for debate and discussion. The style of Alpha is informal, friendly, non-pressured. Alpha is enjoyed and appreciated as much by those who have never set foot in a church as those who have attended or are even a regular churchgoer.
Now, this is what Alpha is. Alpha mm-hmm. is a program that they're offering in churches, but they don't really say what is the Alpha. In other words,
right.
it's a glowing term. Sounds really great.
Oh, it sounds what is wonderful. It says, that there is no pressure. Each week, people get together for a meal, a talk on different topics such as who is Jesus, why did Jesus die, how can I be sure of my faith, is God still healing today, followed by small group interaction. And then in that 10-week period, they have a day or a weekend retreat midway through the course that focuses on the purpose and the ministry of the Holy Spirit.
Well, now, of course, there's nothing wrong with talking about Jesus. There's nothing wrong with having a meal together. But what ultimately is the real purpose? What are they going to do at the retreat? How are they going to alter the Christian gospel through this program?
Okay, well, it's I don't know. The best way I can say is it's diapraxis in action. It's about bringing about, one, the relationships in a small group where they can come about with consensus to these very questions of who is Jesus, who do we die, why did he die, can I be sure of my faith. And then by the time they get to the Alpha Weekend, and at that Alpha Weekend is when they are, there are hands laid on them, and they get the Spirit, is what they call the Spirit, and manifestations that go with it. So they go into the experiential part of
and
its course.
In other words, this is sort of an experiential approach to Christianity rather
right.
than going for the word of the gospel. Why mm-hmm. it's all going to be, you're going to be infused with the Spirit, well, whatever that Spirit might be. I'm sure that most people think it's going to be the Holy Spirit. Well, we're going to be back in just a moment with our special guest this afternoon, Jane Whiting, talking about the Alpha program, which is being introduced to churches all across America. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you that the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, and the views of our colleagues. And with us in studio this afternoon is Jane Whiting. And Jane is talking about something called the Alpha Process. It is a new approach to Christianity. Now, there's nothing wrong with the old approach to Christianity, preaching the Word of God, but this seems to get more into the experiential. Oh, you have to have the experience before you're really a Christian. And so why don't you pick up that idea and just bring that microphone right on up there where so you're speaking right into it. Please, go ahead.
Okay. Well, again, this is a 10 to 15 week program, meeting once a week, developing relationships, and bringing about a chance to have small group discussions. And it's basically diapers. It's about bringing the people in the small group to a consensus.
All right. Now, I think a lot of our listeners may not understand the diapraxis process, but this is something, it gets back to Hegelian dialectics, where you have a lot of people get together, and then you get them to begin to discuss, and each one puts in his own view, and of course then you come to a consensus. Now, in Christianity, Christianity is not a consensus process. Christianity was built upon the Word of God. But if you can get people to begin to dialogue on these important issues, and there's nothing wrong with people expressing their ideas, but there has to be somebody there who is the mediator, who said, this is what the Word of God says, not, well, what do you think about the Word of God? And let's all just change our attitudes towards what this says. Well, this idea that there's only one path to heaven, I mean, certainly that's a very restricted path, and maybe we ought to be more open-minded and understand that lots of people and lots of religions have lots of approaches, and, well, maybe you really don't have to be a Christian to get to heaven. Would that be sort of how it would work, Jane?
Because they are given some information, about the love of God and Jesus Christ and walking in their faith and whatever, but it's not a course where they're teaching the whole character of God and all the attributes of God, including His holiness. And it
hold that thought right there. Okay, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest in studio is Jane Whiting. We're talking about something called the Alpha Process, which has been introduced into churches across the country, which is based upon getting people into groups to begin to study the Word of God, and there's nothing really wrong with that. But instead of telling them what the Word of God says, why they want to know what they think about the Word of God, and then rather than going to the absolute Word of God, why we come to a consensus. Everybody has to agree on what the position is, whether it's biblical or not. And then, of course, there's an experiential part of this. You have to get, of course, your hands laid on you so you can get the Spirit. You want to pick up the story there.
Okay. Ashley, just to give you a little bit of history on it, Ashley began in England. It's called the Trinity, Holy Trinity Brompton Church in London, where that actually is kind of the center of holy laughter in England and in Europe. But Anglican Church in London, the curate Nicky Gumbel and Sandy Miller are the ones that began it, and it goes back as late as 1975.
Now, this was sort of a great revival, at least some people thought it was.
They thought it was, yeah.
But, of course, this thing of holy laughter, we've seen some of these other things where people bark like dogs, and of course, they seem to lose all contact with reality. But is this really what Christianity is about? It certainly is experiential, but where do these experiences come from? Do they come from the Holy Spirit or from another spirit?
Well, and the thing is that especially coming from a ministry aspect as far as dealing with spiritual warfare and that type of thing, I know that Satan is not an innovator. He's an imitator, and he has a duplicate for everything. And, you know, there's three ways of perception. There's rationalism, where every faculty in the mind forms on the ground of calculations. It requires inquiry, thought, that kind of thing, rational structure, or empiricism, which knowledge is only obtained through experience. And then the last is faith. And now, faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the Word of God. So what is being promoted today in the church growth movement, and one thing I see kind of as a pattern, is that first Saddleback and Willow Creek move into these churches, and they begin to work through the baseball diamonds of 101, 201, 301, that type of thing. So that's kind of what is primed in each of the churches. And then once that's established, then in comes this alpha process.
And so it's a progressive process. And
right.
Of course, a lot of this goes back to a Marxist named, or an innovator, let's put him like, call him an innovator, Peter Drucker. He's almost 100 years old, came to this country, established programs in the major corporations, and made our corporations, came up with corporate motivational techniques, took that into government, and now it's been brought into the churches, and is really an organizational concept having nothing to do with Christianity, but has the veneer of Christianity. It all is about organization and how you control people. And, of course, if you have somebody in the church that doesn't go along with this, you force them to become a blessed subtraction. In other words, you force them out of the church because there's been no dissent. And this is not simply in one church. This is sweeping Christendom today.
And the whole idea is
we are going to get growth. We're going to get all sorts of people into the church. But are these people really going to be Christians? Or are they simply going to go into the church? Well, as somebody once said, you know, going into a church doesn't make you a Christian any more than going into a garage makes you a car. But there are an awful lot of people who go to church and think, well, I go to church, so I've got to be a Christian. But are their lives transformed? Well, they're looking for something to transform them. My fear, and I think yours as well, since I know you deal very much with these satanic forces and your ministry is really trying to bring people out of the satanic religions, is that some of this experiential material that they're preaching is taking people to the dark side rather than to a personal relationship with our Lord. Would that be a fair statement?
I'd say exactly that what is being happening across the nation is because they're being given another gospel, another Jesus. They now have to provide another spirit. And it's all about, at best, just doing things that satisfy the flesh, at worst, making direct contact with the demonic realm. And so this is Satan's innovation to duplicate what God has for a believer in Christ. And because there is no solid Word of God being taught in the churches, which gives the individual an ability to test the spirits and see right from wrong, there, because it's coming from the pulpit, because it is so well endorsed by the movers and shakers in the Christian world, they are not discerning of what, in fact, this is. And this is about bringing about a mindset and a spiritual dynamic for the one world church that the Antichrist and the false prophet will be heads of.
Well, now, what happens, you get into these groups, and then how do they infuse you with the Spirit? What is this, how does this really work?
Okay, like I said, they go through these dinners, or small meetings where they sit around, they get to know one another, they have the topic to discuss, they build relationships.
But there's really nothing wrong with discussing and building relationships.
Not at all.
Okay.
No, it's just the thing is what they're being given is not the gospel and is not true salvation. And so these, to me, what this looks like is more or less like an inoculation against someone truly understanding the gospel and becoming born again.
And what you're saying is they really should be really preaching the word of God, and this is what the Bible says, not how do you feel about it or what do you think about it. Would that be a fair statement?
I would say that, yeah, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the word of God, and it is not about sensory perception. It's not about rationalization. It's about believing the word of God.
It really doesn't matter what I feel about what God says. It's what the word of God actually does say.
Yes. And what happens on these weekends is basically a situation where they're talked about with testimonies, that kind of thing, and then participants go forward to gain the Holy Spirit. The hands are laid on them, and they are imbued with this Spirit.
Well, now, wait a minute. How can people give the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit comes from God. It doesn't come from the minister. It doesn't come from the deacons. It comes from God himself. You can't actually transmit the Holy Spirit to people, can you? Or is this perhaps some sort of a false idea? Right? It looks like Benny Hinn, as we see Benny Hinn ministries and some of the large television ministries laying hands on people, and suddenly they're miraculously cured. At least they claim that they're miraculously cured, or they fall over backwards in some sort of a trance or something of that sort.
Right. Well, see, the thing is that the Holy Spirit indwells the believer at the moment of salvation. That believer is sealed for the day of redemption. It is a supernatural act. It is not, but in witchcraft, what they require is a point of physical contact. So they're very apt to lay hands on you and can transfer demons that way.
Well, now, of course, you deal with a lot of people who are in witchcraft and have been into Satanism.
Yes. And so what this requires is exactly that. It requires a physical laying on of hands, in fact, where then the person either is begins speaking in tongues or imbued with power or shock. Like one of the, I can just describe some of the results of Alpha Weekend that people have reported: uncontrollable laughter, spasms, involuntary body movements, being slain in spirit, making animal noises, roaring, spontaneous vocalizations, being drunk in the spirit, visions while being slain in the spirit, mental confusion, jumping heat, electricity.
Now, these are things that people have actually experienced after the Alpha Weekends. So do they call them Alpha Weekends?
Or Holy Spirit Weekends.
Okay.
And, this is what's reported, and because today the average person thinks that anything that is supernatural is of God, they don't understand that the devil himself is a supernatural being, and his demons are supernatural beings. So they automatically just assume that this experience they have on this weekend is in fact the Holy Spirit, and they're saved and born again. And what's interesting, though, is I took in doing research for today, I looked up manifestations of what's called the Kundalini serpent power. And this is directly from a master. His name is El Kali. And
now, a master, these are really sort of these leaders. They're almost spiritual leaders, but they really are spiritual leaders from the dark side. Would that be a fair statement?
Yes.
And if you read occult literature, they talk about masters. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Jane, and we're going to go more into what she's able to find about this movement which has infiltrated the Christian church. It's all about experience. It's all about, experiencing God. Well, we, as Jane says, we learn from the Word of God, not necessarily from some supernatural experience. There are a few people who will have them, but so many of them, of course, are really being led away. We'll be back here in just a moment or two with our special guest, Jane Whiting.
very important book is called AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic. Actually, it's a book I wrote back in 1991 that tells you the story of the politics of the AIDS epidemic and the fact that doctors have been blocked at every turn from doing what was really necessary to stop the spread of this horrible plague, both in the United States and throughout the world. AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, it gives you my story of my effort working with an organized medicine, the fact that the doctors of the state of California consistently voted and supported an effective public health policy, and at every turn their efforts were frustrated by those working with an organized medicine, both at the state and national level, and the tragedy is that people are dying in America today unnecessarily. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, because you need to understand the background of this epidemic to understand what is really happening medically in America today.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. In the 1970s, there was a group of Italian immigrants in the small town of Roseto, Pennsylvania, who drew worldwide attention for their unusual cardiovascular health, despite their pasta diets. I recently uncovered the fact that their unusual health was attributed to the precious red wine which they imported from Italy. Today we know this as the French paradox, the fact that the French exhibit greater cardiovascular health despite their fatty diet because of the red wine they drink. Wouldn't it be great to enjoy the health benefits of red wine without the calories, alcohol, and sulfite preservatives? Well, now you can with Longevinex, the world's first stabilized red wine molecules preserved in an airtight capsule just like in a sealed bottle of red wine, equivalent to 5 glasses of the best red wine. Call 866-405-4000 to order Longevinex for healthy aging without the calories and alcohol. 866-405-4000.
Leading edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high-quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
And don't forget that Radio Liberty carries Miracle 2 soap products. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Jane, and Jane has a ministry that deals with people who've been involved with the occult. And she, of course, is very aware of these influences as they're beginning to come into mainline Christian churches. Jane, do they bring in people from outside to supervise these programs, or are these usually done by people in the church who've taken special training?
It's what usually happens is when the course is coming into the church, they select different people for the leadership of it, and then they are taking through, as leaders, a training course in being the moderators or mediators and teachers of this alpha course. So, and when it comes into the church, they do the one night meal and talking about it with the subject matter, but they also show videos that give background information and are shown to the people as well. So they're trained.
And, of course, the whole idea of them would be to try to create some sort of something similar to what this original revival that occurred over in England where they had the Holy Laughter. Is that
mm-hmm.
it?
Yes. And that's where it began. And it's huge, the movement of this stuff, as far as just actually who endorses it, as far as the movers and shakers. It's people like Bill Hybels, Louis Palau, Tony Campolo, J.R. Packer, C. Peter Wagner, John Arnault, Leighton Ford, the Billy Graham Association.
They endorse the Alpha program?
Not only endorse it, but promote it. And the Archbishop of Canterbury does, the Archbishop of York, Salvation Army, YWAM, all of these different movers and shakers in the Christian realm are supporting it and endorsing it, as well as the Vatican itself. So it's so well endorsed by the movers and shakers, a lot of people, when it comes in, automatically assumes it's a good thing.
Well, of course, is this going on in the Catholic as well as the Protestant churches?
Yes. Yes, in fact, Nicky Gumbel himself, who started the movement on Brompton Road, was invited by the Pope for an audience, which he attended. And then he also met with a group of men that have to do with the newly reformed Inquisition office, and met with them as well. So it was very well endorsed by the Pope, the Vatican, and their main council of doctrine.
And, of course, many of the major Protestant denominations. But how do they know this is of God and not from the other side?
They don't, because there is no discernment, because most people anymore are getting sermonettes without the solid word of God. They're not being taught line upon line, precept upon precept. So they have nothing in their soul in which that the Holy Spirit can even warn them and show them that this is not of God.
And well, we're told in the latter days there will be a great apostasy that will sweep Christendom. Could this be what is happening? Yeah. When you begin to see something that is so popular, and it's, of course, it's bringing all sorts of people, and it's coming in with the devil's music, because what you're hearing is rock music in our churches today, turning away from the great hymns of the past, and, of course, relying upon the emotional impact of rock music. Why does rock music get our kids dancing and raving, at these great celebrations that these has, these great concerts? Because it has an emotional appeal to their mind. It actually goes right into the very essence of their being, into their soul. In fact, it was Plato who said, "Give me the music, I can control the society." Aristotle said exactly the same thing. They have known this for a long period of time. So why have we changed from the soothing music of the past, the worshipful music, into this music with the loud beat and the loud drum beat? Because it has an impact on the individual who hears it, hasn't it, Jane?
Yes.
Have you looked into that as well?
Oh, yes, definitely. It has a lot to do with the effect of especially emotion. And one thing that I see that is going on is in these churches and is part of this program is their worship music. But what that is about is bringing about the alpha state in the brain waves so they're then open to the demonic.
And, of course, you can open yourself up to these dark forces if you're not wary, if you don't even understand, if you don't believe that Lucifer is out there prowling like a hungry lion looking for souls to devour. We're involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political and ideological battlefield, and tragically, most people don't even know that battle is going on. We'll be right back here with Jane Whiting. We'll welcome your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295.
That four-tape set on the JFK assassination includes an interview with Lee Harvey Oswald. Of course, it's not an interview that I did, but it is an interview, and you'll actually hear Lee Harvey Oswald talking before the time of the assassination. A two-hour interview with Colonel Fletcher Prouty, who was the liaison between the Pentagon and the CIA at the time of the assassination of an American president. And then, of course, my overall analysis of the reasons why President Kennedy was assassinated. There's so much information that has not been put out. And if you listen to this four-tape set, you will begin to understand that there are forces at work behind the scenes which have been able to confuse the American people about the reality of the murder of an American president. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, that's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for the JFK assassination tapes.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time I want to mention that we carry the Miracle 2 soap products here, and we can't make any medical claims for them, but we can tell you that there are an awful lot of people who use these products, who swear by them, who will tell us that they've helped them tremendously. I know I've had a rash myself. I use that gel on it. I can't believe it disappears. And certainly this has been given to so many of the people who came back from the Gulf War who had these terrible rashes, and Joyce Riley has disseminated this, and she tells me that so many of the veterans really are very, very grateful that this has helped them. We get people calling in and telling us it helps acne, and all you can do is suggest you try it and see if it will help you. I know my wife uses it for aches and pains and burns and just about everything imaginable. That's the gel that comes with the Miracle 2 products. Of course, there's a soap and a moisturizing soap, a moisturizer, and lotion. Call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And just try the products. Well, you can get an introductory offer at a reduced price. Call 1-800-544-8927 right away. And then I want to mention the conspiracy conference. It's going to be held over in the Santa Clara area, close to Great American. Not at Great American, but very close there. I believe it's the Sheraton Hotel. And it's going to be on the 29th and 30th. That's a Saturday and Sunday, all day long. And if you'd like to know more about it, why, call 209-832-0999. That's 209-832-0999. Or go to their website, conspiracycon.com. Why, Joyce Riley's going to be there, and Len Horowitz and Rodney Stitz, and a lot of the people we've had on. I'll be there. I won't be speaking, but well, maybe we'll get a chance to see you at the Conspiracy Conference on Memorial Day weekend. Well, Dr. Stan back here, our guest this afternoon is Jane Whiting, and we're talking about this experiential movement that's coming to the church. Jane, when you speak of the Alpha Project, and then you speak of the alpha state of the brain, is that actually, is there a relationship between the two? Do they recognize that you're being put into this alpha state?
Yes, they do. In fact, it is something that, why it's called alpha, because it's experiencing a deeper move of God is what they call it. But in a sense, you see people being primed in going into this alpha state because that leaves the mind open for outside influence. It many times unseen but heard voices happen when you're in that state of a trance. In fact, a witch calls it the exact mind states that is reached by witches where they can finally engage in visualization. So when you're going back to experiential as your basis of determining truths rather than faith in the Word of God, you're open to this stuff.
All right, fine. Well, let's go to Dale, who's calling us from Santa Cruz. Hi, Dale. Do you have a question?
Yeah, just a quick question as far as I'm wondering about the money situation about this, in any situation like this, it's always follow the money, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me about any, or what paths you know? Who's benefiting out of this ultimately? Because, I have a lot of concerns about it.
All right, fine. Do you have any knowledge at all about the financial implications of it?
Well, all I can say is that it does bring in quite a bit of money because as each church brings the program in, they're buying the materials, they're buying the tapes, the video cassettes, that kind of stuff. That's all going somewhere, but it's being endorsed again by the movers and shakers in Christendom, but they're making a lot of money.
But I think it's much more than that, Dale. It is an altering the attitude of Christians, taking them away from the Word of God and more into how can we experience God.
Okay, thank you very much.
That's much. Let's go to Roger calling from Pennsylvania. Hi, Roger. How are you doing?
Yeah, hi, folks. Thank you. My comment slash question, I'm sorry. I lost my track there for a second. This sounds like kind of a Pentecostalized or charismatic, just a small variant on what you've been discussing with the arriving at truth through consensus,
right,
as distinguished from revelation.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things, you know, when anyone questions these manifestations, you get met with this, well, you can't put God in a box.
Right.
Whatever that's supposed to mean.
Right.
But I'm thinking, well, maybe you can put God in a box, because at no less than something like 100% of these gatherings can God be invoked to provide these manifestations.
All right, fine. Jane, what would your thoughts be on what Roger is saying?
Well, in a sense, that seems to be a pat phrase. You can't put God in a box, but as believers in Christ, we're all called to judge rightly and according to the Word of God. So if you look at the Word of God as putting them in a box when you're taking everything and seeing if it lines up with the Word of God, I guess we are, because that's what we're called to be. We're called to be Bereans.
And I really think, Roger, the Scriptures tell us that there are two paths. There's a very narrow path that will lead to salvation, and there's a very wide path that most people are on that will lead, of course, to ultimate destruction. And I really feel that an awful lot of people are getting on that wide path now. This is a movement that is sweeping Christendom, and I really am very, very concerned of where it is coming from.
Does it sound like God is always at our beck and call to do as we desire?
Like a cosmic genie.
Right, you just get him out of the bottle and let him do his miracle work, and then you put him back in again. Well, God doesn't work that way. He doesn't create miracles at our request, but when he deems they're necessary. Okay?
God bless you all.
Thanks so much, Roger. That was a great call last night, too. Enjoyed it. Let's go to Scott calling from Wisconsin. Hi, Scott.
Hello, Dr. Stan. Thank you very much for all your great work out there. I've been really appreciating you for the last couple of months anyway. Listening to you on shortwave. I am Catholic, and so of course we're going to have some disagreements here, but I appreciate much of what you said about the political scene on there, and yes, I do believe that there are diabolic forces in the church and even some of the hierarchy. It's happened since the beginning of the church. But the statement that Jane made here, merely meeting with the Pope or the Holy Office of the Inquisition as an endorsement of the church, is hardly a logical statement. So I'm wondering if Jane has any documentation to show that there's an endorsement there.
All right, Jane, do you have any documentation of an endorsement?
Yeah, he met with the Pope. It was in the Alpha News. This is the newspaper that the Alpha program itself puts out.
Now, how can Scott, who's a skeptic, and that's really what we want, how can he get that, or could you give me a copy and I can send it to him?
I can get you a copy and send it to you. It's the March, June issue of the Alpha News. He was presented to the Pope by Father Raniero Cardamalessa, preacher of the papal household. He then met in the end with the Congregation of the Doctrine of Faith, and that's the reorganization of the Office of Inquisitions. But if you want some documentation, it's called Alpha News. It most likely, if you went on to the Alpha site and clicked on news and back issues, you'd probably be able to pull up their own documentation on it.
All right. Now basically, this would be, you would go to Alpha. Is there an Alpha News site up on the internet?
If you just put Alpha News in your search window, it'll take you directly to the site. And
okay.
Just
I'll give that a try. But I heard you say there's actually an official statement saying, we endorse this, we approve of it, or anything else like that, but just that they met.
All right. Tell you what,
okay,
Scott.
I'll look it up.
Scott, if you would like to hang on, I will have my producer take your number, and we'll send you a copy of their newsletter, and then maybe you can follow through and let us know, okay?
Okay, I'll do that, Bill. I'll just look it up myself and save you the trouble.
All right, fine. Okay. And then if you don't get it, you can always call us. You know our 800 number.
Sure, okay.
God bless.
God bless
you, okay.
And all you're doing there.
Thanks, bye-bye. My telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Jane, why don't you go ahead if you pick up and some of the other things that you found looking into this.
Okay, what I wanted to point out is that these manifestations that people are talking about in their testimonies are again things like uncontrollable laughter, spasms, involuntary body movements, being slain in the spirit, making animal noises, roaring, spontaneous vocalizations, being slain in the spirit with visions, drunk in the spirit, feeling heat, all that. Now that's what people are reporting as their experience of the Holy Spirit weakening through this Alpha Course.
Now, Jane, is this something that they say in this Alpha material that in their newsletters,
mm-hmm,
or what?
Yeah, there'll be testimonies on their own site. Yeah.
All right, fine. So you mm-hmm. would go then. I so go to Google, push in Alpha and or Alpha site. Would that be?
Yeah, Alpha or Alpha News. Like in the October 2002 edition of Alpha News, there's an actual quote I have here. From page 9, it said, the Holy Spirit just fell on these tough operational duty soldiers where they were just shaking and bowled over. It was like electricity went through the whole room and went through the bodies of these fellows. We both received the Holy Spirit with such power our bodies literally shook. That's actually on the site, so it'd be one to look into. But what's interesting is that a man named L. Collies wrote a book on Kundalini signs and symptoms, and the common manifestations are muscle twitches, energy rushes, immense electricity circulating the body, vibrating, tingling, stinging, crawling sensations, intense heat, alteration in eating patterns, headaches, racing heartbeat, pains and blockages, emotional outbursts, rapid mood shifts, spontaneous vocalizations, confusion, strange heat, ecstasy, dreams, vision, healing power. And they sound almost like one and the same.
All right. Now, of course, the Kundalini is an occult concept. It is the idea that there's a serpent in the spinal column, and it extends from the sacrum all the way up to the base of the head. And this is an occult belief, and you want to tap into that Kundalini power. Would that be a fair statement? Because you're
yes.
far more of an expert on
yeah.
this sort of thing than I am.
Yes. In fact, with this Kundalini movement, they actually even have sites to troubleshoot once you've brought up what they call the Kundalini spirit and you can't really control it or it's affecting you in a negative way.
Yeah. Do you have the date that material about the gentleman being presented to the Pope appeared in their paper for Scott so he doesn't have to go through all their literature?
It's March and June issue 2004.
March and June, Scott, if you're still out there listening, Scott from Wisconsin, March and June 2004, and look it up and you might even just check perhaps with some people in the church to find out what this is. My concern is that all of Christendom and the two great branches, the Catholic and the Protestant, have both been targeted with this, and which is why I don't spend all my time criticizing Catholics, because we've got so many problems in the Protestant Church. And this is truly an occult manifestation. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely, absolutely. And what it makes me think of is Christ's statement saying that they seek the world to gain one convert, and then they make that convert twice as fit for hell as they are themselves. And what this to me looks like is a spiritual inoculation against not only the gospel and receiving it, but ever being able to hear it after this, because the person will be deceived into thinking that, in fact, they are born again when they may, in fact, not be, and be demonized.
And I think that there really are demonic spirits out there. It's so difficult for people to believe that. That sounds like something you see on television. But is it? If you read the scriptures, you find there were lots of times there were people that Paul encountered or that our Lord Jesus encountered who were demonically possessed. Now, I'll never forget when, of course, Christ went to Gerizim and he encountered the demonically possessed man. In fact, he had so many demons in him, they were called legion. But, you know, the man said, "What do you have to do with us, Jesus?" In other words, the demons recognized Christ. They're there, they're real, they understand what it's all about. It's so difficult, I think, for most Christians to believe that this is real, that we truly are involved in a spiritual battle, that we have to be prepared to meet these demonic forces, which are real and in our society today, and now have targeted Christendom for its ultimate destruction.
Also, I wanted to mention what the true fruit, along with what Dr. Stan said about the man named Legion, the true fruit of the Holy Spirit is self-control, as Galatians 5:22-23 says. Lack of body control consistently in Scripture is associated with devils and judgment, like animal noises in Isaiah 5:25-30 and Psalm 59. Burning, Jeremiah 21:10, Isaiah 47:1-14, shaking in Acts 8:7, Psalm 69:23-24, apparent drunkenness, which is in Isaiah 29:9-10, and Jeremiah 48:26. So in contrast, after Legion was delivered, he was found sitting, rather than jerking, at the feet of Jesus Christ, clothed and in his right mind. So there's a vast difference between the Holy Spirit and whatever the Spirit is.
And I really believe that there are many people out there who are interpreted as having severe emotional problems who are actually demonically possessed. Have you run into this, Jane, in your work?
Yes. Many times people that have emotional disorders and psychological disorders, there is a demonic base to it, especially when there's child abuse involved.
And actually, of course, those of you who have not read our book, Operation Bluebird, written by a psychiatrist who has actually treated many of the people who have actually had these multiple personalities programmed into them by CIA operatives. And you say, oh, that could never happen. CIA wouldn't do that. Well, who do you think was behind the torture over there in Iraq? These were obviously the contractors who were CIA operations. There really is evil in the world, and all you need to do is look at those pictures you're seeing now on your television screen or in your newspapers and say, how could any rational people do things like this? And of course they couldn't, but these are not rational people, and you have to understand that the evil forces are there. They're working within our society. If you haven't read the book Operation Bluebird, you've read it, haven't you?
Yes.
Jay, what did you think of that?
I thought it was excellent.
Written by a psychiatrist. Fascinating information available through Radio Liberty, as is so many other things on these subjects. Well, Jane, what can be done as this gets into the church? And many of the ministers, I'm sure, are well motivated. They just have no idea what the spiritual battle is, and they're looking for some new means of selling Christianity. But we really can't sell Christianity, can we?
No.
Doesn't God have to do that?
Yes, it does. In fact, you know, the Christianity is a spiritual relationship with Jesus Christ, and it has a supernatural means of execution. Man can't sell it, man can't work it, man can't dream it, can't invent it. It is from God himself. And what's interesting is that Satan is a great imitator. In fact, in a book that was written by Eliphaz Levi, it's called The Mysteries of Magic. He says, the intellectual Lucifer is the spirit of intelligence and love. It is the paraclete. It is the Holy Spirit, while the physical Lucifer is the great agent of universal magnetism. So they, on the demonic side and the occult side, they have a Holy Spirit too, and he is in fact Lucifer. So whatever spirit that is being given along with this other Jesus and other gospel is not the Holy Spirit.
And this is why we really have to know the Word of God, and we have to stick by it, and we have to be in a church that is teaching the gospel, else we can so easily be misled. Well, we've got about a minute. What are your parting thoughts, Jane?
Well, my parting thoughts are is that believers that are seeing this going in the church, if it's going on, they probably most likely have already been down the purpose-driven trail and have done all of that. And we're called as believers to come out from among them and touch no unclean thing. And if we love Him, we'll obey Him. And I think that believers need to apply discernment. And if this is going on in their church, they might think about, is this where God would truly have me?
And if you want to get hold of Jane, her email is crosstofreedom.org.
No, it's crosstofreedom@AOL.com.
crosstofreedom@AOL.com. We'll be right back to wrap up the program.
Our four-tape set on the JFK assassination includes an interview with Lee Harvey Oswald. Of course, it's not an interview that I did, but it is an interview, and you'll actually hear Lee Harvey Oswald talking before the time of the assassination, a two-hour interview with Colonel Fletcher Prouty, who was the liaison between the Pentagon and the CIA at the time of the assassination of the American president, and then, of course, my overall analysis of the reasons why President Kennedy was assassinated. There's so much information that has not been put out, and if you listen to this four-tape set, you will begin to understand that there are forces at work behind the scenes which have been able to confuse the American people about the reality of the murder of an American president. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, that's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for the JFK assassination tapes.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I just want to mention that we carry the Big Berkey water filters. If you have never had one, why, it really improves the taste of the water. It will take out the pesticides and herbicides and most of them and the bacteria, and it cleans up the water, takes out the chloride taste, but more than that, you're getting water that really is healthy for you. Now, if there's fluoride in the water, you're going to have to get special post filters, but this is a very efficient means of taking the fluoride out, and you do not want to be drinking fluoridated water. The Big Berkey is $279, and you can see pictures of it at our website of RadioLiberty.com. It is available in every state except for California and Iowa. And, of course, here, why, you can get the Berkey Light, which is made of Lexan, so you can actually see the water levels. The filters work much more efficiently, but they have to be replaced every 2 years or so. They're called the Black Berkey filters. There's only two of them, however, and if you have to get the post filters to take out the fluoride, why, of course, you only have to get two instead of four of them, so that is certainly an advantage. The Berkey Light is only $199 plus shipping. Whether you get the Big Berkey or the Berkey Light from Radio Liberty, why, you'll get a free four-tape set or a free video that we produce. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And don't forget, we also carry Phenopoly sets, which are designed to teach you and your children and grandchildren how to read and spell and pronounce words phonetically. Most of these programs are $300-$500. This is $139.95 and about 16 hours. You can teach a child how to read phonetically and really give them that wonderful opportunity to change their lives. Because if you can't read, why, you just can't get ahead in this world. Call 1-800-544-8927, Phenopoly. Well, Dr. Stan back here, and our guest this afternoon has been Jane Whiting, and it's been such a pleasure to have you with us here, Jane. Thank you so very much for sharing your background and your understanding of these movements.
You're welcome. It's been a pleasure being here.
Well, this is the time when I have to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and if you're out there in the listening audience across America, we do hope that many of you will decide right now you're going to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, because that's how we're able to do what we do 5 hours every day as we reach out with radio and shortwave and internet and satellite. And our programs are heard by an increasing audience who's looking for answers to the problems we face. So if you would like to know more about our ministry, go to our website at radioliberty.com, where you can actually listen to our programs 5 hours a day, either directly or indirectly. The links are there to the other networks that we're on. The early morning network is the American Freedom Network. The evening network is Radio Liberty. We're on the radio 4 hours a day on the short wave. That's 4 hours a day. We do carry short wave sets if you don't have one. Now, I have to tell you, on the West Coast, you won't get the afternoon program well, but you'll get the evening program well. Short wave has a lot to do with the time of day, but we took short wave out so we could reach people on the West Coast in the evening that can't get our regularly scheduled programs and don't have access to a computer. So the shortwave, if you'd like to know more about it, you can look at our website or give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. It's a Sangean, a shortwave, and this is top of the line as far as being digital and having, I don't know, 49 or 50 memory units on it and all those things that you want on a good radio. It even has a 24-foot aerial, and an aerial is the key to getting good shortwave reception. So if you'd like, of course, to get more information about the shortwave, why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 or go to our website at radioliberty.com, where you can read all about all of the specifications. We hope that many of you out there will want to get our book, Radio Liberty, pardon me, Brotherhood of Darkness, which takes you into this Luciferian movement. It is real. It's not imaginary. You'll read the writings of people who worship Lucifer. And unfortunately, some of them are working at the highest levels of our society today. And of course, they've got great wealth and they've got great power and they've got all the benefits that come from giving their life to Lucifer, but they're going to spend eternity in hell. And you better understand that this is not imaginary, it's real, and it's being enacted today. And next time you see those pictures of what's going on over in Iraq, ask yourself, how could rational human beings do what this has been done? And the answer, as I said earlier, we're not dealing with rational human beings. So then, of course, we hope that many of you will want to get our video, Iraq, the Untold Story, because it will explain to you all the wars of the last century. They were all fought for far different reasons, and the boys who fought and bled and suffered and died were ever allowed to know. They were all fought really to bring about the New World Order, and so is the current war in Iraq. It has nothing to do with bringing freedom to the people over there, because our troops are not going to leave. Our troops are going to be permanently stationed in the Middle East. It's part of a long-range plan, and you can read about it in not what I say, but in what they say, the Project for the New American Century. You can go to their website at newamericancentury.org or get our syllabus, the Iraq, the Untold Story. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And then pray for America. Pray for revival, because if our people don't turn back to God, God will never again bless this nation. And we will see God's wrath on this nation. And a terrible thing to contemplate would be for him to judge America justly for what we have done. Lastly, we ask you to pray for our leaders and ministers, but please pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Until Monday, when we'll be with you again, Dr. Stan, goodbye. May the Lord be with you.